then. I'm just starting to read. I'll even start off the correct way. Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to Franklin Township Board of Trustees special meeting. Today is March 23rd at 9:15.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
March
sir.
2nd.
It is. What did I say?
March 23rd.
Okay. Boy, that, I don't even
know.
23. March 2nd.
Yeah.
2023.
There you go.
I'll open in prayer, and will you follow in the pledge?
Sure.
Okay.
I have no clue.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to do the work of the township. Lord, as we now start with a new fiscal office, we ask that you, that we all work together for the common cause. And it's in your name. Amen. I can't seem to get my words out this morning.
Yep. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, please. In whichever way you want to start, you can start from one end to the other,
yeah.
Or however.
Jim?
Yep.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Yes. Steve?
New.
Just those three.
Yep.
All present.
Okay, are we going to meeting minutes?
Yes.
Has everyone had a chance to see them?
Yeah.
Well, what this topic is, John, I was talking to Mr. Horn, and I know we've had discussions in the past about minutes. So, Mr. Horn would just like to bring out how we're going to handle the minutes, the format, and those matters. So,
well,
Mr. Horn?
Yeah, is this for a statement for the
yes,
board?
Yes, whatever you have on your mind.
Well, there seems to be from time to time a good bit of misunderstanding, I guess, as to what the timekeeper actually reads and reports the public meetings. And this is after the meeting is expired or is over with. And a lot of disagreements as to what, I guess, the timekeeper has. And when I say timekeeper, I'm referring that would be you in this going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Since you will be reporting the minutes, and it's in past times, I guess we had both tried and endeavored to do both publicly announce the public meeting, and we had also endeavored to do it in purely written form as well, written and read, and apparently get misunderstand some of the talking and et cetera, et cetera. So I had, I guess you'd call it summons, the administrator to, since there is a lot of townships that strictly do report a verbal report, and which those can be quite lengthy sometimes, and I totally understand why that the timekeeper reporter would be very subject to making mistakes in a verbal form, I guess. And instead of trying to maybe rewrite 4, 5, 6, 7 pages, we've gone times and had a substantial amount of pages that had to be reported at all by writing, written. And I think it's, from the standpoint of state and so forth, it's 100% legal for us to do the public reports orally instead of having to write 15, 20 pages. So that's one of the things I'd like to bring to the board's attention there. And and maybe expound on that a little bit, because I know in this last report, and I got involved in that, it was a mess. All but that massive report we had, I think it was all but 8 or 9 lines that had to totally be corrected. Now, were it that many report or different items reported and this, that, and the other? I think you heard what I heard. A lot of things that I felt that should be picked on and didn't see it necessary. So what I would like to do is maybe bring it to the board.
I'm going next.
And please, the administrators.
Let me go next.
To take a look and maybe see if there might be a better way and to get to the public. I don't think the public will have any problem with written public meetings. Okay. That's basically what I'd like to suggest.
Okay. If we can, I'm going to move to...
in regard to this, we went for we had a discussion about this. We went around and around and around last year.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
And we came up with with what was a satisfying solution for all of us, and it was to have the voice recordings, but also to have an index. I call it an index because it was a briefing, and once you have your email set up,
I do.
I will forward it to you so you can look at it. It's I can show you on my phone also, and we've had that up until January, and now we have reverted back to wanting to state everything out.
Well, I realize that.
And
we didn't have
Ralph.
Yeah.
I allowed you time, and I didn't interrupt you. So okay. Allow me my time.
Well, I'm not trying to disrupt you. I just want to make sure we get the point out. Okay. So go ahead.
So I think my opinion is it satisfied the board for 9 months, and we need to go back to that. That way, it's just a briefing of what motions. It's just a listing of the motions and the resolutions. And if they want to hear all the non table or the table talk, they can go to the recording and listen to it. Not to come out and just because it is a lot to try to get every word typed out into the minutes. And this format seemed to work for everybody. I think everybody was in agreement, and we moved forward. So that's where I stand on it.
I want to make sure I say this right.
Marguerite.
So Marguerite, I know this is probably like, what's going on? So the minutes is kept, if you have read the ORC, the minutes are kept by the fiscal department. Mm-hmm. Ms. Watkins has always done a great job. Mm-hmm. The minutes are sent over to us for approval. Mm-hmm. We write back. We can't make a decision by email. Mm-hmm. If I see something or a misspelling or a period or something, I'll ask Robin, is this correct? And sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes it comes up, no, that is correct in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you never end a sentence with where or there or not
preposition.
Where. So little things like that I catch because I'm not the best at it. But when I start reading, if it doesn't flow right and it's like third grade stuff, you got to remember that the minutes we have people out there that are going to read these. And as we build this township and a lot of new things coming, it's a reflection on us in a whole. And so on the minutes is what everyone's talking about. The ORC states that it has to be a representation of the meeting. It doesn't have to be word for word. None of us are going to speak exactly as well as we can editly write, because we can stop and go back and change what we're wanting to get out. So if you do what we call a summary mm-hmm. of the minutes, since the since we're going to have the audio there anyways, but if you just basically have something where someone's going there to view our minutes, they get an idea what's coming up. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be in length. But something like this, in my opinion, and again, you know, this is your office. It's how you do it. You guys send it over. Me personally, I just don't like things to go out there that's going to look really bad on all of us. Mm-hmm. This here, I spent 3.5 hours, and I didn't even get them done. Mm-hmm. But you'll understand what I mean when you see that. And that's something that you can look at later. So I just wanted to be able to do it the correct, as we learned in school, in writing, that
our
things
grammar.
Are, yeah, uniform, your dating, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest pet peeves is, John said, Fleshman said, all of us have titles, and we are elected officials. You have a chairman, a vice chairman, and trustee. We're all trustees. Mm-hmm. But when someone's reading it, it says, he said, she said, who is she? Who is he? So if we just do where someone that is not familiar with us can read, he is Chairman Fleshman or Trustee Fleshman or Vice Chairman or yourself as the fiscal officer or the assistant fiscal officer, they know exactly who's speaking and mm-hmm. who's talking. So those little things are only things that I look at that I see later. I even see things, as you'll see in here, John said, well, who's John? Is someone in the audience? So sometimes people want to read through. You don't have to make it in a book form, but when you look at what I crossed out when I redid, that'll give you a sense of what I look for. To get, and I'm not perfect, and I'm sure you'll probably find something that I may have missed.
I probably will not get this over to you today, so I'll let you take a brief look at it. But that's the indexing that I was talking about that we all lived with for 9 months. It was...
Before that, we had a...
It was good, so why
yeah.
change
it?
Well, it was
yeah,
entertaining.
No, please, yeah,
yeah.
Before, we have something called a transcriber. Just, yeah. We have something called a transcriber, and I was horrified by it because I am bad about using speech to type, and sometimes mm-hmm. I really need to look at that before I send it because it's bad
mm-hmm.
English.
Mm-hmm.
But
improper English.
Yes. And... we were putting that out on the website,
mm-hmm.
and it may be exactly as we how we were speaking, but in other
mm-hmm.
terms, it was bad. It was a bad representation of this board.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up stopped using that. I get it that it can take up a lot amount of time in your office to do it. So my thing is just do a summary so people get an idea. You do not, by law, have to go word for word. Wherever
mm-hmm.
that came from was false.
I don't know where we went. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know where we went from the indexing back to the word for word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
Because that
there.
Takes a lot of
it's
time
not my department.
To listen. And, but
does,
you can do by your notes and
it
make
does
a,
take a lot
summary.
Of time. I don't
yep.
think it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary, and I don't know where we reverted back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do put out there, we definitely need to make sure that it's a reflection on all of us, not just one person.
I'm a blue-collar guy.
Let's just say this.
I speak blue-collar.
Okay, so we're going
to
go...
I talk to a lot of the firemen over
mm-hmm.
at the cigar lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm that guy.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask you this question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I think one of the things that for sure there's been some misconstruing done in our meetings and as to the role of the fiscal officer. And one thing for sure that the state law said it's her responsibility to do
her office
and conduct her office, okay, in the mannerly fashion that you so read from the state. You'll have to learn a little bit, obviously, but that is misconstrued a lot of times. We do not run your office.
Mm-hmm.
We do not conduct
no.
your how to.
We work together.
Conduct your you know, your private meeting or public meetings, things of that nature. That is, one of the duties of your office is to report and publish the public meetings. That's the way it always has been, always has been. I've been dabbled around with it for many, many years, and always has been, never will change. One of the chief poll makers that the judges and this, that, and the other. It's commonly known as a timekeeper, I guess was the old term for it going back into past history.
It's more of a recorder.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's what they used in the older folks actually recognized and called it, you know, and then it changed. But reporter would be an adequate word for it, yeah. So, in a sense of the word, if we wanted to make a judgment or argument, we really can't, in reality, ask them to change their verbiage or...
We have to. Actually, that's not true.
Well, it may be, you know, you may be able to give your opinion.
Right, right.
It's not going to.
But, sir, what we do have to do is we have to either pass or not pass the minutes.
Yeah.
So if you read the statute, the Board of Trustees, if they pass something that they disagree with, then it stays forever. So if the Board of Trustees are saying that they're not, then they work with the fiscal officer in any corrections that they may see. And the key word is working together in that.
Right.
So that's why the very first thing in the meeting is, do we pass the minutes? Has everyone read the minutes and agreeing? And the biggest thing is, it's just minutes representing what was said in the meeting. It doesn't have to be something that is argued over. It's just, it can be, well, actually replay it. You said this, you said that. It's just a representation of what was said in a meeting. You know, the simpler it is, the better it is.
That's why I give you the
example. Well, I don't disagree with
that. So we're going to move on to...
That's why I give you the example.
The next...
How we're doing it.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not telling you to do the job.
We have to get an agreement.
I'm on a tight restraint today. We need to move this forward.
She gets started off and not fulfilling her job properly.
I'm going to do this. Do you feel comfortable so far at what you've heard? And so we're going to move on from this topic. I think
we need to go to a ruling on that before we start.
Actually, we don't. So I'm going to move on.
I think you're wrong.
You're out of order. We're moving on.
Okay.
Computers for the...
Make sure that's entered in the record.
Well, it's on tape, sir.
If you work late at time.
Okay, so... moving on, computers for the fire department.
Yeah, what we have is we have four, basically, for lack of a better term, antiquated computers that they're not able to use.
Sure.
And being that it's a critical function, I had Chief Arnold do a little inventory. That's where he came up that there are four that need replaced.
Sure.
And again, I think that's something we need to do soon. What I want to do is get with Jeff Wilczek and see if they have funding in their budget. If not, I think that's an absolute great expense for some of our ARP funds. We're looking at about $4,000.
Okay.
We stand for four desktops.
So, if I with this, who are we going through to purchase these computers? Because there's a couple reasons why.
Well, what we did initially, I just needed a ballpark figure. So I had the chief, actually it was Jason Brockmeyer, went to Microsoft,
okay.
Micro Center.
Okay.
Which we have purchased computers
before.
From in the past.
Right.
And that's where we got the figure.
They've worked with us before on there.
Yeah, approximately $4,000. And then, of course, we can work with our IT consultant to make sure everything is online
and that,
hooked up.
So one of the reasons that I asked that we got to keep in mind, because we've done this in the past, one, a lot of times we get a great deal, let's say hypothetically, on an i3 or an i4 computer, and nowadays we're up to the i8s. Well, what happens later with the newer software, it takes a better system mm-hmm. to operate that. So us getting a good deal, them moving their inventory is not good. Second thing that comes into play that is adds an expense to it is we have to put in the operating system that is on the computer. So for instance, Microsoft, any of those, we have to be licensed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cheaper for us to get one that has nothing on it and let our IT people put our stuff that we pay license on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we buy a computer and whatever is on there, we can't use because we have to license it.
Right.
So we already currently pay for a license.
Exactly.
So that's going to have to come off. Ours is going to have to come on with our license.
Exactly.
So a lot of times if we can get something that has basically your speed, like the i7, i8s, the 1 terabyte, those things that are important,
mm-hmm.
is speed and RAM, you know, 16 gig of RAM versus 8, those are the key things. And what programs come on there is immaterial because
right.
we have to put our own stuff that are licensed.
Okay.
So with that said, are you looking to get a motion to or a resolution to move forward on this?
Well,
or at least a motion and bring it up in a meeting.
A motion. And while you were talking, John, yes, we are going to have to upgrade to Microsoft 11.
Okay.
Probably in the next year. And these computers are capable to do that.
Sure.
But yes, if we could just get a motion, and then what I can do is ask Chief Arnold to take everything you said to make sure we get exactly what we need.
Right.
And then I will bring it back to the board, and after talking with Jeff to see, we're probably going to use the ARP money on that.
Okay.
I think that's a critical. I've said that before. I'm sorry.
Well,
but
communication obviously is very important for us.
I have a question on
mm-hmm.
that. Do we need to get 3 pricing since this is a
under 4,000? Don't
okay.
have to.
Second question. Are we just looking at getting pricing now or purchasing them?
What I want to do is I want to get pricing. Being that it's Micro Center, and that's who our IT consultant Rev Group works through, and being that we've purchased from them in the past, we're more than open to trying to find one or two more vendors.
Okay. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. So we don't even need a motion since it's
no.
under your umbrella and we're moving. That was just informing.
I just wanted to make sure that the board...
that we were on page.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point in time, I'm going to ask for or make a motion that we adjourn into an executive meeting at 9:37. If there is no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
And when ready, if I can have a roll call.
All right. And do we
leave the roll call on that?
Yeah.
Right.
Until we,
yep.
And then once we get a yes, 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 or at least 2 yeses, then we go into executive.
All right. Jim?
Yes.
All right. And John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
We
okay.
are now
and
in
now
executive.
Turn it off. Self off.
Is it on?
Yep, on now.
Okay. So, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, I would like to make a motion to adjourn executive session at 10:02. If I may have a roll call.
You'll need a second on that, and I will
yes.
second that.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And roll call, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Great.
And, gentlemen, we are adjourned. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
With no decisions made.
Great, and I will turn this off.
Special meeting.
Yeah, you did.
No, I adjourned from the executive session.
I have one meeting adjourned.
Gentlemen, if there at this time, if there's nothing else, I will say a meeting is adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned.
All right, thank you.